talking about Purim, one of the few halachas, one of the few halachas at Chazal that brought down in Gemara that we learn out from Haman Arash. There's a lot of Agadato on Haman Arash, there's a lot in the Mefarshim, but what it says in the Gemara, one of the few halachas that are learned out from Haman is the following. The Gemara starts off in Saita Tanu Rabbanan. This is Taftes Amar Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan Saita Nosne Yener B'Misha Einu Royola. A Saita was Nosne Yener B'Misha Einu Royola. That means she had a taiva for a boil, not her husband. Masha Bigsho Loi Nitin Lo. What she was looking for Loi Nitin Lo. She ended up being Asura La Boil. That's Rashi touches up because cause when she was an Eishes Ish, there's an Issa. From now on, we can't Veilech ever to have Tashmish with this boil. Masha Biyado. And her husband, what she had already, natlu mimena, was taken away from her because mamonatrak, if she was taka mezana, which we're talking about, so if she would taka drink, she would die. And if she wouldn't drink, she was behoidus, so she'd have to get divorced. Because it's a surah labal, but surah labal. So come to a klal, is that, shakala nais, and Gemara says again, shakala nais, and ain of b'mash einu shaloi, mash mevakish ain nais nilai, what a person's looking for, ain nais nilai, or mash bada nilai, what a person has is taken away. The Gemara goes on. The Chaim Tzinu. So we learn how to be Meshachet Mini. Shnosin Ein of Mashin Aroyloi. There's nothing of Mashin Aroyloi. Let's talk about Chava. Mashibikesh Loi Nitnu Loi and Fakem Mashibiyadin Nitlu Mimen. And the Gemara goes on to explain how what he was destined to be a Melech and a Kumas Kufa and it was taken away from him. It goes on and on. And the Gemara says the Chaim Tzinu. It's interesting who we find this. These are like the villains of Tanakh. V'chein metzino b'kayin v'koyrach u'bilim v'doyig v'chitoyvel v'gechazi v'avshalom v'adunio u'zio and finally v'homan. The last one on the list is Haman. Shenosnu einim b'mashenu royu lahem, mashabikshu lo nitin lahem, and mashabiyadam natlu mehem. It's a call gadol, and it's a gadol brought down. I believe by the smack, Nerchas Chaim, an Indian of Leisachmoy, this Gemara is brought down. I don't know if it's to learn out Mamish Halachas from this Gemara, but at least the principles of this Gemara, the call is if someone is nice in Einav, right, what's the call? Kala nice in Einav, but Mash Einav Shaloi, Mash Mevagish, and nice in Loi, Mash Abiyad, and Neitlin Himenu. Rashi goes on to explain every single one, Kemat, except for Haman. Haman, he leaves you, but I guess it's well known. What Haman did. Agada was mesupik what the Gemara wanted from Haman. I'm not sure what the Gemara wanted from Haman. I'll give you a few suggestions. On Baruch Shem tonight, I just found a pshat in the Marashah, somewhere else. But speaking of the different people, what was it that Haman was, so everyone knows Haman was mevakish, Zikha Bikush was at the Mordechai Shibikarei, Mishachar Aloi, and Ashallah Yechef, Mordechai is not holding by that, and he wanted to hang Mordechai to Lua Leitz. Good. So then you could touch up that Mashabikesh was to kill Mordechai. I mean, you better give up on getting him to bow down to him. Good, his Mashabikesh was to kill him. Or Mashabiyod, and not Lua Mimenu Zepchad, is that he himself got killed on that very same Eitz that he wanted to kill Mordechai. And the Rav told me tonight that it's only because he had the eight prepared, right? Because Achashverosh was a person who was, you know, very quick to get angry. You know, everything is on the spur of the moment. So at that moment, he was b'chamosai. He said, "Okay, so tulu al the eight, right? The eight is already prepared. What happens if you wouldn't have the eight prepared? By the time they were prepared, the eight, 12 hours later, he might have gotten over it and not killed Haman. But at that moment, the only reason why he was able to attack a get killed was because he had this whole scheme prepared to have the eights. That's one shot. I'll tell you a second shot. Shot could be even a little bit more broad, is that Haman was not only interested in killing Mordechai, that was on a personal vendetta, he wanted to kill Gans Klal Yisrael, Hippopur, that was the Indian. What happened was, is instead of, on that Muhammad, and instead of killing Klal Yisrael, Faket, from this whole Maisa, he ended up dying, but Saris Bonov also ended up getting killed. So Kilu, like he had in mind to be La'abed Am Yisrael, to wipe out not only a Yochid, but to wipe out the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. And Seifu Shadova, what was wiped out was him, the Chazari, was wiped out. So maybe that was, or at least the Chalbanov was wiped out, maybe that was an Indian. Crowded tonight, I saw a Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara Megillah says, the bottom. When you start talking about the Nyani of Megillah, so different Amoraim used to pasach with different Divrei Agadata. So it says in the bottom, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasach la pischa lai parsha somehacha. Lo adam she toiv lufan of nosan chachma v'das v'simcha. It's a pasach in the end of Kehelas. I believe it's the last pasach of Perek Beis in Kehelas. Who is this? The Mordechai HaTzadik. V'lachoyte nosan inin le'esoif v'lichnois. Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the choyte this chukah, this taiva, inin le'esoif v'lichnois, to gather assets, to accumulate wealth. And who is this choyte? Zehoman. He's a choyte, and vaisai is a taiva, not only to kill the Yidden, but he had a taiva to be le'esoif v'lichnois. And the pasuk for Yisrael, lo'seis la'toiv l'fnei alakim, and it was given. This inyan lenyan las of lichnais, this wealth that he amassed, was given to who? To the person who's latayv lefnei Elokim. Who is that? Zeh Mordechai ve'esta, dechsev v'atosim esta es Mordechai obeis Haman. The Mashon on this Gemara says that the pshat in this Gemara, that Haman had this cheshek, this taiva, this chemda to be lasayv lichnais, and was given away to Esther and Haman, to Esther Mordechai, is Mamish Yitzush tells the Gemara in Saita that he was had this nosan enav b'masha enay shaloi, and therefore because it's in lasayv lichnais, and therefore masha b'yada neitlin emena, what he did accumulate, his house, everything that he had, was given away to Mordechai. So at least the Masha learns that Pashit's Mamish on Mamanis. It's not on that he wanted to kill and got killed or v'cheina. It's Mamish on the Indian of Mamanis that he had this Indian of lasayv lichnois, and it was taken away. Like I said, that the poskim bring down, the Rishonim bring down this Gemara, it's ushtel to loisachmad, it's an inyan of, like we discussed last week from Ibn Ezra, it's a nisoyin in our amunah to realize and to appreciate what we have, to realize what's shali shali and what's shaloi is shaloi. And a person goes beyond that and tries to break what was destined for him, tried to get from someone else, ends up as a Sefer Shadova. Not only isn't he entitled to that, because it's not going to be Magia, but Mashamuchan Lechavera, but even what he does have, he's going to end up losing. We have Shir Chayshim Mishpat, an Indian of Chayshim Mishpat, I would tain it's Bebechina Tanu Lei Chitim Vaidu Lei Besayrim. He wants Chitim Vazam Vaidu Lei Besayrim, ends it up that he gets nothing. It's not even Vaidu Lei Mixas. A person has a tain and so on, and he has for $200, he gets $100. Good, it's Vaidu Lei Mixas. I'm Tanu Lei Chitim, I want something that I'm not entitled to. And yet it really owes me the same. Vaidu Lei Besayrim, he ends up getting nothing. It means Kilu from our Cheshik and our Chemda that we do to try to get something that's not deserved, that we don't deserve, that doesn't. It's not destined to us. So ki'ilu, we're not some slave on the Simchas Achaim that we have, the Sipuk that we have from the Rebbeinu Shalom that we are destined to. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're not happy with the Yav, I'll take that away from you too. That's zikha you're not going to get. That's for sure you're not going to get. But I feel that what's yours is going to be taken away from you. All right. Last week we discussed a number of halachas, and this week I'll try to cover a lot more. We'll probably not finish tonight. We'll probably need one more week to finish Leisachmoy. Just to go over a halacha that I discussed last week, Yisoid from the Aruch HaShulchan, and his Medayik from the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that we have a klala prada klal that we only dashin Leisachmoy, Leisachav, Leisachmoy, is only on things that are koinam, things that you buy and sell. And the Lashon HaMechav, the Lashon HaRamim is also Davish She'efshe Sheikneu Mimenu. So the Aruch HaShulchan teach that to mean that something that's not nitin l'mechir, it's not tangible, it's not like a chevet shel schayra. His mashal was, you're trying to learn a fact, you're trying to learn an omnis, so the teaching, the learning of that omnis is not dava nikna, kainu mikna, even though rather we pay for charging for teaching, for courses, for education, but nevertheless, since it's not something that's transferable, that's kainu mikna, the Aruch HaShulchan said it was in smite from the parsha. And I saw some Achronim go with his Aruch HaShulchan, Heintiko. The Mice is on that very Mechilta, there's a Mekevitz HaMishnah. It's not the Mekevitz HaMishnah, the Rambam, it's someone else, but he has a Pirshon, the Mechilta. And on there, he teaches it differently. So the Mice says he doesn't know the Aruch HaShulchan. He teaches it that it has to be Dava, which is Koina Mikna. Not that something is transferable, but Dava Koina Mikna means something that people pay for, something that you're allowed to buy and sell, means you're allowed to charge for. And he says, it's coming lafukei Torah. Because Torah is a din, you're not allowed to teach Torah for money. It's mani b'chinam, avata b'chinam, so you have to do it for free. So therefore, that's not something which is a Dava which is koinu mikneh. So therefore, it's nismayt from the pasha. So mamela, you're allowed to be mafta someone to give you a shir. You're allowed to be mafta someone, like I discussed last week, to get your child into a yeshiva, into shir. Because that's not something which is, so loita achashukin, it's more broad. It could be something which is not koinu mikneh. But even without that, it's pasha. It's Torah itself. Torah is mani b'chinam avata b'chinam. So then it will be nismayt from the pasha.
That's
called
kin as a
milah,
right?
Sorry? They bring that. But you should know what's a kin as a milah. The kin could be a milah that I would like to aspire to be like you. You're a Talmud Chacham. I also want to be a Talmud Chacham. You know Shas. I also want to know Shas. Okay, that's very healthy, that type of a kinah. But here, it's okay, I want to get something from you. I want you to teach me the shir. I want you to learn with me. I want you to be my chavrusa. I'm trying to get something from you. That we don't know that Kina say from Tarbe Chokhmah. Kina say, I would like to be like him. But to get it from him, that's an Indian of Chemda, now we need a new Joshua. God, the Zohar learns it out from somewhere else. The Zohar says that if you look in the Aseres HaDibros, after the Lois, there's a psik, there's a line, a slash, whatever you want to call it, to tell you, Loi Zich, it's for sure Asa. Then what? Loi Sirtzach. No matter what. Loi Sik, no matter what. When it comes to Loi Sachmid, it's missing the psik, it's missing that stop. So the Zohar says, the reason why it's missing that psik is because they're trying to tell you that it's not definite. There is a case that you're allowed to be over l'sachmad, and that is Torah. That's what the Zohar says. You're allowed to be over l'sachmad to learn from somebody Torah. So it fits just from a different drasha. You have to know why you need two drashas for, okay, good. But at least the bottom line is you're allowed to be over chaymed so-and's Torah to even get him to give you the Torah, get him to learn. Some would like to take it a step further, and that if I see you have a Gishmak Sefer that I would like to learn from, I'm allowed to be chaymed you to lend me that Sefer so I could learn. Not that I should get the Sefer. It's not also the Shav Yeshiva. I don't need the Shav Ketzer. I want the Devar Torah that's in your Sefer. I'm allowed to be chaymed and pressure you to give me that Sefer so I should be able to learn, because that's an Indian of Torah.
Well, let's say we have Shir, say it wants me to teach you Torah. There's really two things. The Torah itself you have, Nachanayim, you have a Chemda. What about his time?
That's mani v'chinam avata v'chinam. The time is supposed to be given over for Torah. Yes, you can't charge for the time. So that thing is not b'chara
yecha. No, you can get schar v'tola.
If he takes schar v'tola, I would assume. I mean, well, like, let's say I said about getting a child into yeshiva. Yeshiva, they always charge. What's the hetter? The hetter is because either because babysitting or because schar v'tola. My hergish is, or at least to justify these poskim is that the payment is not for the Torah itself. The payment is that you shouldn't have a hefset. You're not mechuyev to teach if you have a hefset. So what I'm doing is mashlim your hefset, because you're about to make a business deal. So I'll pay you off for that business deal. So now you don't have the hefset. Now you're mechuyev to teach me a bechinam. So ma'ani mechinam afata bechinam. Now you might not be mechuyev to teach me per se. You could learn yourself. You could teach other people. But if you're already teaching me, what you're doing is a ma'isa which is bechinam. It's not a ma'isa which is koinu mikna. It's a mamela. It's a smite from the klal or prada klal. It's only a dava which is koinu mikna. I want it. The only way I can get the Torah is you teach it to me, right? Something chaymed your Torah, you got to teach it to me. Yeah, you don't have to, but I put pressure and I force you and I convince you and I beg you. Sorry?
You're allowed to be chaymed, but I don't have to give you. 100%
you have to give it. You don't have to teach me.
Can't you chaymed
my zman? I'm not being chaymed zman. I would wish you wouldn't lose zman from it either. I mean, chaymed the Torah that you have. That I would like to share. I would like to get. I would like you to share it with me. I want that chelek hatorah that you have. You know a certain inin, and I'm chalishing to learn the inin. You know all about myris. You know all about gittin, and I'm chalishing to know. And I want you to teach it to me. So that is an inin of Torah that's permissible. But to take it, like I said before, to take it to stam umnis, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's motto, and they try to apply the Aruch HaShulchan to many different applications. There's a Mekavis mission who touched the Mechilta differently, so now I'm not sold 100% on this head. And we're dealing with the rises. Like I mentioned last week, basically anything that we're going to have is likely going to be a Machloikis, because since there's no Gemara on it, so everyone's just scraping, trying to get a rife every Kishmak HaShayla. But I'm going to try to give over as much as I can in terms of if there's Akra, there's Akra. If there's no Akra, I'll tell you it's Machloikis. All right. Another thing that's all mentioned after the Shia last week, it's kedai to mention, is that the Machabe says a loshin that you hichbud olav reim. So someone came over to me after Shia and like was touching on the fact, what do you mean? Einshlich ledvar aveira. I sent a friend to try to convince you. Einshlich ledvar aveira. How could I be able exactly? It's not pshad that Yochava, who's being mafsa on your behalf, is oiv daveri, and therefore it's a shlichus and your oiv. The fact that you sent a chava, a shliach, your mafsa boy, that is the inyan of chemda. Chemda could have many different applications. One is if you're mafsa boy, one is that you get someone else to be mafsa boy. That is the maisa chemda. It's not because it's a shlichus shaboy. You who go ahead and you get a shliach to try to be mafsa in the cellar to give you something, that is the maisa chemda. That goof is Memela, not only were you able to save it, trying to scheme how you're going to get your friend, how you're going to convince your friend to convince the seller, but you're ready over loisachman if your attacker goes through. If your friend attacker convinces the seller, you're over loisachman as well.
Well,
that's two pshatim in the Gemara. 1 second, two pshat.
He said if somebody does it for somebody,
hopefully it's here tonight. Yeah, but you should know that is it's a machlek. It's in the Gemara. You know, my base, my mitzvah. There's two pshatim. It's because he's a bachur yuvanat. So you're going with that pshat. What I'm with the other pshat. It's the reason why chatz is because chatz is bar kocha. He doesn't have the option. He doesn't. It's not a choice decision. So memele is yeshlichas. But a normal person, even if he would be a labrach, he would be wrote ein shlich could be. Right? It's two pshatim.
What happens if the person does it
to
ma'aseh chesed? I know Yenim would like that thing. I go over to him and I catch him until he does.
Okay, so we're going to discuss tonight something like that. I mentioned last week and I found it tonight in. Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says in the Sefer Mitzvah Zakotza, when he brings down Lois Achmait, the one marshal he gives is a chosin who is mafzir on his shver or parent, whatever, to give him something that he's not entitled to appear to tonight. The shver promised a certain amount of years, a certain amount of chveitim, and you're mafzir the shver. He's buying a new car, maybe he should give you his old car. His shver had in mind that he's going to sell his old car, chveitz, or take a tax deduction, and you convince him, oh, come on, you could use the car. The Chavetz Chaim says that's a nisa of lois achmoid. What you see from the Chavetz Chaim, which is a delchari davar pashut as well, but Ab Nisha Mefakrik possess, so we have to mention it, is Avada that there is a Lois Achmut even on a Matona. Lois Achmut is not just limited to a Maisa Mechira, Lois Achmut, if I convince you to give me something with Matona, and Smavu like that, and Rishonim as well, Avada Moiva Lois Achmut. All right. Another thing that we touched on, but I would like to go into it a drop, is what is the Shia of Lois Achmut? How much does it have to be worth to you be over Lois Achmut? So the Minchas Chinuch in one place, in the Lav of Lois Achmud, I believe it's the Lamed Ches, over there the Minchas Chinuch says that Lois Achmud requires a pruta, but if you mafzer by an shpachas mishav a pruta, it's us al chatzi shir. That's the Minchas Chinuch says. It is al chatzi shir. Now, ki yedua, it's a velt shayla, but what is a pshat? Why is the Torah asa chatzi shir? So Gemara says, because it's chazi litz to rufi, because it could add up and become a full shir. What's pshat and chazi litz to rufi? So Prima Gadim has a chakira. Prima Gadim is masupik. What's the lum that's a chazi litz to rufi? In Basa Bakalim. He says, either pshat chazi litz to rufi means because I ate a chatzi zayis, and toch kedei achilas pras, I could eat another chatzi zayis, I could be mashlim this year. So Mamela, right now, even on my first Chatizayis, I'm already awesome in the Raisa, because if I continue and I would forget, he says, whatever, I would continue to eat the next Chatizayis, I would already, that is the Shir Shalom, so I'd be ready over the Shir Shalom, even on my first half of Zayis, that's part of the Kansa Zayis, and the Shagazayis said something very, very similar to that, so that's why I'm over. Or Dr. Prima God, no, the reason why Chatizayis is also is because had I eaten then the Zayis, the whole shear, I would have been oiva. So then, even the chati zayit am oiva, which Achrenim explained, which means it's like a raya. How could the Torah ask a whole kazayis for? If you need a shear kazayis, if every mash or every chelik of that part, every part of that kazayis is mutter, so how could it be oiva if I eat the whole kazayis? Is the raya that must be the Torah ask it even every morsel of that kazayis? Because you don't get malchus till you eat the whole kazayis. That's his suffix. And he says the nafkamina is for things that don't have the shir of tzirif of kadei achilas pras. He says, the mashal, basa b'cholav, we know that this is achila, but this a bishop or this ano that was not nisraba from the shir kazayis b'kadei achilas pras, so there you don't have the din of chazilitz terufi, of I'm going to be mashlam. If I'll cook a chazilitz basa b'cholav, and then the next second I'll cook another chazilitz basa b'cholav, I didn't cook a full kazayis. I cooked twice a chazilitz. It's not mashlim. It didn't make it. Now I have a big shear bishul. So Dr. Prima Gadim, whether you're going to be over chati shear on bishul and hanah, basa b'kolav, is totally in his chakira. And it's nagel l'gavi Pesach, ba yirah, Also, it's something that you can't be mashem. If you have a chatzizayis, you can have another chatzizayis, whatever. You can have a chatzis or a chometz, and you can have another chatzis or chometz. You can't be mashem, so therefore you won't have a din of isa chatzishir. That's prima godim. Suggests he has rais lakan alakan. He clears the shayla many places. It's a velt chakira. So they bring a raya from the Rava Magid. The Rava Magid says by the Rambam, Hukas Kadeva says, it's also to steal even a mashu. We know that L'chayr, the Shir is a Shir Pruta. Why is it also to steal even Pachas Mishavar Pruta? So the Rava Magid, because it's a Yisrael Tzchati Shir. Bring Allah Achroinim, many Achroinim bring a raya from this Rava Magid. You see that the Shir is not because it's Chazat the Zufi, because you could be mashlim later on, because we steal a Chati Zayis, a chati pruta today, and you steal another chati pruta in an hour from now, you didn't steal a whole pruta, you stole twice a chati pruta. It's only by achila was it's neschadish, a shear of chazil letzrufi, a shear of kazayis b'kadei achilis pras. And in one shear of achilis pras, we look at it as one big achila. But without that, and every mashu would be a new maisa achila. So by geneva, you don't have this chidish din, havad every maisa geneva is a new maisa geneva. So they say, loit the prima god, then why would you be over a chati shear by geneva? So they bring a raya from the Rav Magid, like one side of the prima godim. L'chay here too, the Minchas Kunik says over here, over chati shear. Now l'chay, l'sachman also, if I'm chay made a chati pruta of yours, and I convince you to give me a chati pruta, and then the next minute I did it again, I wasn't chay made a whole pruta, I was chay made twice a chati pruta. So why shall be here is of chati shear? Is the charaya like the other pshan of prima godim? That no, it's just a raya that the Torah must have been makvin on every mashu, every chelik of the shear, because otherwise how could you be over the shear? How could you over shear gzeil on a gneva on shavar pruta, or l'sachman on shavar pruta, if every mashu, every chelik of the shavar pruta would have been mutter by itself? And like, look, is it right that even on the chati shear zasa? Look, the minchas chinuk should be tall in the two stadim of the prima godim. That's what the minchas chinuk says in Lamed Ches. If you look later on, the minchas chinuk returns to the shayla in Siman Reish Chav Dalet. And over there, he says, could be Yoiva on a Shavapu, a Pakshim Rabutu Stamazai, without the Din Chatishir. He said, by Gzela, we know Gzela is a Shi and the Torah is a Shavaputu, because it has to have a Chiva Shava. But Lysakwin, which is not Nitin La Shava, so it's never in the Skadish Machal the Shia Pruta. Maybe the whole Issa Lysakwin is even on a Pakshim Shavaputu. Forget, not Al Skadishir. It's a live Mamish. It's a live Deraisa to even be Chaymit Pakshim Shavaputu, because there's no Shia said in Lysakwin. Lamaisa, whether you got Tzchatishir, you got also love, but it's very important that the Issa is even on a mashu. What's it negeh? I'll give you a few examples how it's a negeh. You have a child who's nudging his friend or his brother, his sibling, you know, please share with me your ices, give me a lick, or a nash, I want just, you know, give me two potato chips or a dipsy doodle or whatever it is, or I just want to sip in your soda, right? You even have an adult, you had a game and you see the other person, you know, your mom is sweating and you have the other person who has this Gatorade, who knows what, and is Poway quenching his thirst and you're chalishing and you know, just give me a sip, and he's embarrassed, well, he's going to not give you the sip, so he gives you the sip. At that point, even if you're going to say that it was Pachas Meshavar Pruta, I'm not sure, because like one sip is already Shavar Pruta. But even if it being Pachas Meshavar Pruta, you're going to be over a lav deraisa of a leisachman, and let the other good chutz, it's a deraisa of chatzi shemen atayra, but you're going to be over a leisachman even on a Pachas Meshavar Pruta. Another application of this is if you're going to be chaymit something which belongs to a tzibah. So let's say, I don't know, Latiba, someone asked me the shayla numbers like a week ago, he sees a shul that has a rear sefer, and he said no one in that shul is learning from that sefer. He knows the shul that shul is more art school type of a shul. It's not a shul that's going to learn this type of a sefer, and art school didn't translate into English yet. It's not going to. Then no one's learning from it, and he very much would love that sefer. So he wants to know, could he convince the shul to sell him that sefer? And that's when the shul's not holding by selling any of that sefer. So now, if you tie that the shul, let's say, has a large membership. Let's say the shul has 200 people, and the whole. And you just make it out that for each member of the Shutfis, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta. So he was trying to tie it that maybe it should be Mutz, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta. So on each one, I would be able to be Mafzer. But it doesn't make a difference. Even Pachas Meshavar Pruta, there's an Issa Deraisa, maybe even a Lav Deraisa, a Chach, an Issa Deraisa. So it's be an Issa Lois Achman to try to force the Shul to sell you that safe as well. That will also be a Lois Achman. It means any David Tziburi, even though for each Yachid V'Yachid, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta, he's still going to be over an Issa of a Lois Achman. All right, another Chikavish Shaila, Maisa Shoya Kachoya. Someone asked the Yisrael Yankov Fisher's Zatzal, it's in print in the Evan Yisrael, he has a Chelek HaTshuvah, after the Rambam, he has a Chelek, the last few Chalakim HaTshuvahs, has a following shaila. It's a santa shaila. A boy wrote him a shaila that Nebuchadnezzar's sister needs a kidney, desperate for a kidney transplant. And the father already gave the daughter a kidney, and after 8 months, I believe it was, the kidney didn't catch on. And then the mother gave a kidney, and after 6 months, it didn't catch on. Right now, Bashahu b'derech hateva, she will be nifteres. She can't do dialysis, he writes. She will be nifteres unless she gets a transplant. And the parents are forcing the child, the son, the sibling, the brother, to give his kidney to his sister. And he writes the child to Yisrael Yankov, his chiyuvim, and then he writes about should he be miramis to his parents at the Ivalei Sachmoid. And that is what basically the tshuva is on. So the beginning of the tshuva he discusses that even though it is the Indian of Sakonis Nefashis, Atzolos Nefashis, but there's a cloud of Atzolos Nefashis, you're not mechuyiv to put yourself into a Sakona. And he says that giving up your own kidney, besides the anesthesia, besides the actual giving up the kidney itself and the operation, Shabbat, Mikama Taimim, he says that you're entering into a Sakona, and Mamelo, you're not mechuyiv out to Egin and Dinat Zalos Nefashis, you're not mechuyiv to give it up, but he says still a Midas Chasitis, it brings down for an advice, it's still a nice Indian, but you're not mechuyiv to do so. And he says, also Mitzah Kibbut Aveim, that they tell you to do so, it's Yidua, the Mitzah Kibbut Av is only Mishalav. He says, if you're not mechuyiv to give up your own money, you're not mechuyiv to give up your own kidney. So at the beginning of the tshuva, it comes out that you don't have a chiv mamish to give up your kidney, but it's a midas chasidus. Then what you say, that it's an inyan of leis achmoid here, and you should be meramis to your parents, not to do leis achmoid, he says for a few reasons why there's no leis achmoid, and it's a very kedai to discuss. The shoyl actually asked him, the reason why there should be no leis achmoid here is because atzolus nefashis, the only shleish advarim that are b'fnei bekuach nefesh, right, Avodah Zarah, Reish, Shvichus Damim, so maybe Lo Sachmon is not. So the parents are allowed to be over Lo Sachmon to save their daughter, to be matzel, to there should be no union of Lo Sachmon. That's what the Shul writes to him. And Gerade happens to be a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that for Lo Sachmon, if it has Sakonis Nefashis, you're allowed to be over Lo Sachmon. Because it's Nitcha Mnei, like all Kala Terikul, except for the three cardinal avaries, are Nitcha Mnei Pikuach Nefesh. So Yanka says, what you taina out Pikuach Nefesh, he doesn't like it. He taina is that he brings it to Sefta, that the Tesefta says that there are three Dvarim Taka Oimid Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh, Remei Oima Afa Gezam. Even Gezos Oimid Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. And he touches up a Gemara, not kindness like that, that you're only allowed to steal. And Rashi was, you're never allowed to steal Pikuach Nefesh. And he says, Rashi's going like Remei, and he says, even Taisan, we pass him like Taisan. Taisan says, you're only allowed to steal if you pay. But if you don't pay, you're not allowed to steal, even for Atzolos Nefashis. So he says, you're not paying. So you're not paying. He says, it's not something that has a price to. A kidney doesn't have a price. So he says, out of that, the parents wouldn't be allowed to be able to Lo Sachmon, even though it's Atzolos Nefashis. But he says, for a few other reasons, why he feels it's mutter. First reason he says is, like we mentioned before, you're not doing it for yourself. The parents aren't trying to get the kidney for themselves. They're trying to get the kidney for their daughter. So he says, if the sister would be mafzir boy, and a chenami, the sister would be over lasachmai. But the parents aren't being mafzir for themselves, they're being mafzir for their daughter, it's fine. And I assume, he doesn't say it, but I assume he means to say that the daughter didn't send the parents to be mafzir boy, because if the daughter sent the parents to be mafzir boy, then that's the loisachmai of the sister. But he says the parents are doing it to save their own child, so there's no issue of loisachmai. That's one, because they're doing it for somebody else. Very you say the stick. Second shot he says, which is very mechudesh dik, he says loisachmai is only a something which is a dova hanira le'enayim. A kidney is not near a leinayim. A kidney is inside someone's guf. So the chayim, what does he mean to say? He says chayim means that when you see something and you chapa taiva for it, you chapa chemda for it, it grows on you. You want mamish that, so that's chemda. That's what he's saying. If I don't see it, so why do I want? I don't want because I chapa taiva. I want it because I know that it's going to be good for me. I need whatever. The daughter needs the kidney, so that's why the person wants it. So therefore he says that it would even be mutter for the sister to force you to give up the kidney, because the sister is not doing a chemda on something she could see. She's doing it on a kidney that she can't see.
What about somebody else's money?
Oh, so therefore he says, who are then he wants to say that you're allowed to be choymeid mamin. You're allowed to be coming if I want to be master, you to give me money, right? You have an oni, like Yeshua, you have an oni, you want to be master for someone to give tzedakah to the earth, give me money. You don't see the money. Yes, he'd be, you know, waving a lot of bills, and he wants those bills are here. But if Vivite, you don't see the money. You just know that the person has money. You'd love to have some of his money, but you don't see it. He wants a taina that should be mut, and that's not a nis of leisachli.
Whatever happened today?
He doesn't say the end if the daughter was saved or not, but that's how he comes out. And Meili says there's no inu l'sachma, but he still says it's not a nice thing to do. It's not a nice thing to force, even on something that you can't see. So it's still not a nice thing to do, but you're not over this l'sachma. Now, to take it apart a little bit, the vote that he says, that because you're not paying for it, so if you don't have the head of pikuach nefesh of taisis, I find it difficult because the longest the title was, I have to pay you and be mashlim. I'm allowed to, over there, David HaMelech was allowed to burn the soirim, the goddess of soirim, achit. So that's also being paid. He's been masking for a matona. The vote over there is, he now let's do it bal kocha and not to pay, to be mafs at him. But if you're going to convince him to give it to matana, so convince it to him matana. And if Taka the brother is not masking until you pay him more for $1,000, so pay him more, it's also good. But even if you can tell me at the end of the day it's going to be mafs, but Atkade Kak is going to be masking, believe, shum, skum kasev. It's all fine. But he was paid up. Whatever the reason why he was masking the soif, it's not a maisek zeil. It's like a gezam nasa shalom. The lechay should have the same heter of a tzos nefashim. Besides, which I told you, the minchas chinuch calls bechlal, you'll have to be able to leisachmid for pikuach nefesh.
But I didn't understand Rabbi Fisher that way. I understood that he was saying that just a tushta to Geneva, but he wasn't saying. He was saying just like by Geneva, we said it wouldn't be mutter unless you were paid. So but Lasakhma won't be mutter unless you can be mashlin the Lasakhma. And since you can't be mashlin the Lasakhma.
He said because the person's not gonna buy another kidney. But I don't know if I'm getting this and I'm being But on his thing, he also comes up with the thing that you're not over if you're not chaymed, if you don't see the item. Let's go back a little bit and let's try to get to the Munkah. There is a halakha. The Achrayim discuss this. What happens if you want a Dovah Shein and Muslim? Mashal, your wife has a chasna to go to. She very much would like to have an outfit for the chasna. She doesn't have one. She knows a neighbor has an outfit or has outfits. Lashon Rabim. And she feels that it would be worthwhile for her, instead of renting a gown that night, to convince her neighbor or friend to give her one of her outfits. Now, she doesn't care, rather, which outfit her friend gives her. She just needs an outfit, any one that her friend wants to give. So, Dovah She'enu Mislayim. So, the place can discuss, Ayoyva Lo Sachman on the Dovah She'enu Mislayim. So, some say the same idea, Kilo, like, there's no chemda for any one item. So, Mamela, I'm not over because it's a Dovah She'enu Mislayim. Yesh lodim is that. A lot of chaim say not like that, because the vada chemde is, just like if I would steal it, right? Chemde is a min gezelt. It's a type of a gezelt, just I'm doing it pehaftzara. I'm convincing you through ways that I shouldn't be convincing you up here, derech ha-toyra. So, l'chayra, if I steal from you a dove she'inim muslim, I hold you to gunpoint, you gotta give me up one of your items. You're not over gzela, I'm not over gzela. So, l'sachmin is also, I have mafsa boy, and I convince you to give me one of your items, that's also gonna be over l'sachmin. Even though it's a Dovah She'enu Muslim. To say it like similar to Diane Fisher, there's a grip on Resag, touches up the Yisoid of Gezel is stealing value, and the Yisoid of Chemda is stealing the Chafetz, the Tzura, the application, the whatever, the Shtamshis of the Chafetz. So he says, when you steal from somebody, if you want the item and the value, the underlying value, so you have both. If you just need the item, you just want the item, you don't care, you're even willing to pay for it, so you're only a leisachmid. And if you only want the value, but you don't care about the item, you need to make money, so you'll steal his radio and you'll sell it, you'll steal his car and you'll sell it, and that's how you'll get money, so then you're only a leisachmid. That's what he said. It's like sort of like the Diane Fisher type of a route. The chemd is only because you want that item, and kilu, it grew upon you, and you saw it, and you took it a step further, the Diane Fisher, but that's chemd. But otherwise, you're not a leisachmid, it's only leisachmid. Mais is a big chiddush, it's going to come out. I mean, I'm not paskining here, but someone sent a shayla to Bechaim Kineski, Ayoyva leisachmid on money. Now, clearly, there's no chemd on, even if you would see it, if you take the resag, you take the grip all the way, because I don't need to punk that $100 bill. The next Franklin would do just as fine. I just need the value in the $100. And Bechaim Kineski wrote back that he thinks that you are Ayoyva leisachmid, even on money. And he brings a raya from Masechta Kala Perek Vav. Over there, Masechta Kala says that if a person says, I want Yenet's money to be Mamin Shali, Yoyva Lay Sachmait. And he teaches Vaisais that Mamin means cash. He doesn't mean Mamin means Chveitzim or Metaltim or Shavakazim. He learns it to mean Mamish cash. And Rechaim says that Avad, you're going to be Yoyva Lay Sachmait.
Well, you couldn't even point out Fisher if you want to have that person's $2 million, you want to have.
But you see, no, you have to see it. He says you have to. If I want that person's kidney, right? That's what the case was, and it wasn't Eveleh Sakman because he didn't see it. So he makes this. He fills this with money that if you see it, you're Eveleh Sakman. If you don't see it, you're not Eveleh Sakman. The mice is, halok le mice, I wouldn't be quick to give out this etta because, like I said, Ruchaim Kanevsky, and the pashas is that even on money, you should be Eveleh Sakman.
The kidney, it's a life-saving matter. It's not because he loves the kidney.
But he wants that item. He needs that item. So he's been chaymed
to survive.
So if you're not going to invoke the het of pekuach nefesh, he holds that there's no het of pekuach nefesh.
Why you see the person alive?
He's going to remain with his life. I'm not taking all this kidney. I'm not saying I want to be his Gilgal. I let him stay alive. Let him have it. I just need a second kidney and to give it to someone else. All right, but the ma'aseh, the other heta, the underlying heta that you have from Dying Fisher is that you only oivel le'sakman if you want it for yourself. If you want it for somebody else, you're not oivel le'sakman, which is a very important. Others say this as well. There's a Rab Brochus that says it, maybe not in the exact case. You can be machalik, but that's l'chayra. That's a good way to go. It's Muslim. Sorry? He says at the end it's not a nice thing to do. I'm not sure exactly if there's not us, so why is it? But he says it's not a nice thing to do, but there's not an issa to be leisakman on something for somebody else. Now I should mention.
What about collecting sucker? What did you say about that?
So collecting sucker, if you hold that it's muta on money, so that's not a problem. And at least like Dayan Fish, if you didn't see Yenim's money, you know, if you're going collecting on Purim and you see you just put out a wad of bills and the guy before you gave 100 and you'd like your eyes are chalishing for that wad of bills, and then in Chanam you'd be able to sakman even like Dayan Fisher. Again, like to a grip, you might not because it's only the value Shabbat that you want. But if you don't see the money, so Dayan Fisher holds that you're fine. But I'm telling you, don't run with.
I'm talking about collecting for somebody else.
If you're collecting for someone else.
It's not nice.
If it's a kegel for someone else, because in tight, so then...
No, not nice.
I don't know. So you have to weigh not nice. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah tzedakah. I don't know. He's saving...
Oh,
here was also for kuach nevesh. I hear the taina. I don't...
The inyan of nirla naim is... It has to do with... If it's generally seen, if a person's off my own tongue blind... Is it the mitzias of nirla?
Yeah, according to Dayan Fisher, the way I understand, he won't be chaymit because he doesn't see the items. So in a chanami, a person who's blind will not be able to sakman according to Dayan Fisher, unless he can, maybe through feeling it, maybe. I don't know if he can recognize it too.
Someone calls you're not over the phone.
Who?
Over the phone.
But you don't see it. Yeah, but by you, I see the Natuzzi couches advertised. I'm chalishing for one.
Yeah, but everyone knows what a kidney looks like.
Right.
Well, if I went to school, you know what a kid looks like.
I hear, but I...
Well, no more high school. Forget about it.
I went to school.
It goes without
playing. 100% Shiloh. Talk about Ayn Raya. We started off at the beginning that if you want from somebody else, so if even Masha Yeshla, you lose. I think I saw in the Ben Yoyada, he plays on where he said if you have an Ayin, which is improper, the ayin is improper because you're chaymid mashiyesh lechaver, then the kodesh baruch hu also changes the ayin into ani, flips around the yud and the nun, and that's why you lose mashiyesh. I'm saying it's improper, that's his take on the Gemara. Alright.
If you make it nearly nine.
I definitely discuss lifnei iver on the person who's being nechmad. For him to go through and allow the chaymei to go through with the deal would be over lifneiva. I mean, they discussed maybe there's no lifneiva by leisak, but here, also, you're telling me that I'm going to be mamsi it for him. You already, God, I like what you're saying. I'm saying even if it would already be near a Leinayim before, and he's overlift Neiva by going through with the deal and selling it to him. Oh, it's a Lois Hesava, you mean? You mean he'll be over very good. He'll be over by showing it to him. He's allowing him to be over Lois Hesava, because Lois Hesava could only be on something which is Bali Day in the tour of Lois Hakva. So because when he doesn't see it, there's no Lois Hakva, there won't be Lois Hesava. So if you overlift Neiva on Lois Hesava, very nice. So yeah, very geschmack.
That could be a problem in advertising.
Advertising. Okay, maybe that's just a picture. You don't see the specific item. Okay. Once we're discussing it, something which is oimid lemechira, there's no issa of loisachmid. Loisachmid means I'm forcing you to do something to change. It means to do something that you don't want to do, or to sell something that's not oimid lemechira. Means I'm forcing to give beis reyecha. I mean, everyone has a different play in it. You could say that this is not really like beis reyecha because it's oimid lemechira, but the bottom line is that you're not over loisachmid if he's oimid lemechira. That's what you discussed last week. I go into your store and I nudge you and nudge you and nudge you. I'm not over loisachmid. However, let me just take it another step. I'm even allowed to negotiate with you and bargain with you. If that's the norm in the industry, diamonds, I handle with you, I handle on the price, whatever it is. Maybe in the furniture industry, in the couches, we'll handle a little bit. So that's fine. But the poison say that if I handle to the point that I'm such a nudge and I get to the point where you zikha would not be holding by selling it. And the only reason why you are is because you just want to be potter for me, Boksha Pachani, or like you would say, you want to be Mamaita, Kilalats, all the Marishan, just get rid of this guy already. So then you, Lechaya, would be over Leisachman, even though it's a Dova Imid Lemechira, because for that price, it was definitely not Imid Lemechira. So when you're Imid Lemechira, when you bargain, you negotiate, so good, whatever's the norm in the negotiation tactics, that's fine. But if you're going to get to the point that Izichu would not have sold it to you at this price, if not for the nudge, not for being a nudge that he doesn't appreciate, that would be Issa of Leisachman.
Right, but the item was still not supposed to be mine. It was supposed to be sold. I wasn't paying
enough. But for that price, it's not Let's say, I'll take it to an extreme, just to drive a point home. Because what happens if you're even taking a loss at the item? He's nudging you to the point that you're going to sell for less than what you bought it for. For that, you're not Eimid L'Mechir. Like the Gemara says, Zavin v'Zavin Tagirik, you don't make business like that. You're not going to make a profit, right? So clearly for that price, you're not Eimid for. Good, that's at the end of the season. But Stam, if I want to get the cost out of it, because he's a nudge. Or let's say the cost on the, I saw one in the Achrayim Mosaya case. I don't know how practical this, maybe you guys could tell me, is that the cost was in the store and he's negotiated and you're holding by your own, you're not holding by selling it, and you're back and forth, and you're not. You know, you're already now focusing your attention on the next customer, and this guy starts to make a racket in the store, and it's probably not good for your business. He's starting to scream, starting to go, oh, come on, you can't be a sport. Come on, what are you? At that point, the reason why he's saying this is because Posh is trying to get him out of your store. He's going to hurt your business. What? It's common. Okay, good. So that you should be over loisachmid. But that means he wouldn't be. He's not holding bechlav by selling it. You're being mafza a love in an oifen that he can't turn you down, or he's not holding by turning down because not gadai him. So you're over loisachmid. That's negotiating beyond what you're supposed to be negotiating.
If you see somebody has an item that you know you can go buy it somewhere else, and you talk to go buy it somewhere else, but you only have. It was
Lois Hesava,
maybe.
No, we said Lois last week. We said Lois Hesava is only that you scheme to do a Lois Hakmait. So Lois Hesava would be, if Lois Hakmait means I'm going to force you and pressure you to sell it to me, even if I pay you, Lois Hesava means I plan on how I'm going to force you to sell it to me for the price. That's Lois Hesava. But if I just like your item and I'm going to buy it somewhere else, but I'm scheming to get it from you, you're not over Lois Hesava. There is an Indian Midas Chasidus not to be Mesava what belongs to somebody else. But you're not, if I see a beautiful house and I say, oh, what a great house, I would like that house also, but I'm not interested in buying that house. Let's say I don't even like the neighbor, but I like the house, right? So it's not even a tzad that I'm going to live over there. I don't want that house, right? I just want that true house, but I'm going to build it my own or buy it from somebody else. That's not over Lois Hesava. There's a midas chasidus, an inyan not to be misave anything that belongs to somebody else. But, you know, you take it to an extreme, like the Mesillas Yesharim would say, we will all be living in huts. Who needs anything? Who needs clothing? Who needs anything? It's only because I see Yenna. Okay, Moshe has a different take on the matter. He discussed with me already. But the Mesillas Yesharim already says that if it wouldn't be for the, you know, living like the Joneses and everything else, we'd all have a much cheaper lifestyle and would much more affordable. But there it is I want to copy you, whatever it is. But you're still not evil as ever, because I'm not getting it from you. I'm not trying to take away yours. I'm going to take the famous In the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, he used to say, half in wit, but that Nakuda. He said, when you see someone else as a beautiful thing, forgive him. You need Badafka his to take it away from him. Let him have his and you can have another one. What's the same? The same Rabbi Yisrael will give you the second one. He only could give you that one that he has. He was saying, like, that's how you get over Lusavan and get out of a Lusavan Lusakman. Don't want and take away his. You could have something similar, but just not his, and that you won't be able Lusavan Lusakman. Like I said, it's still an Indian. It's still a nice thing not to do, but fine. Oh, I was about to discuss it. Once we established, or at least we entertain, that there could be an issa of loisachmoy on money, so the place can say that who adin if I convince you to buy something. I'm a salesman, a very good salesman, called a nudge, and I convince you to buy something that you're not holding by buying, you should over loisachmoy as well. You have one case was brought down. You have a person who comes to your store or to your house to sell you something. And this is his modus operandi is like this. He doesn't leave the store or the house until you buy something. He's and he prides himself. He's a successful businessman. He's also successful in being over loisachmoid. You have another case that the Pesach Choshen brings down that if you have a mechaber selling a sefer, he has a case, he sends it to you in the mail, you know, it gives you a price, and what are you going to do? Send the sefer back, it's a tikh, you're going to go to... So, and of course, he gives you an envelope as well to send him, you know, payment for the sefer. So he says that the mechaber of the sefer is over loisachmoid chomas, is because you're putting the buyer in a position that he basically has to buy from you. He doesn't really have much of a choice, what?
Does he have to buy?
You're pressuring. No one has to. No one's held by gunpoint. But you've been maftel. Oh, so they discuss what happens if you don't want to buy. What should you do? He goes on to that. Then he goes on to what happens if a shayel. He had the masham. The shayel of the shayel sends a shayla to a adam gadol and a postage. You know, repaid return, return postage. Does the gadol have to answer the shayla? Because he has now the guy's stamp. He's going to have to mechuyev to answer back. You could dan. Maybe there's an Indian of okay. Leisak v'pashas it shouldn't be because it's Torah. But he goes. He's mechuyev to give back. See, that's what he discusses. That's really why he's talking about it, to have a chiv to return the sefer. But the Torah HaTorim, he says, there's an inyan chomes here, lo sachmid here, because you're forcing the person to buy something that he wouldn't otherwise buy. Now, if you... Sorry? So, Grada, most is the sense of it's they don't obligate you, they don't give you a price, they send you, hoping that you'll give them a matana. They're reminding you, it's a reminder, they're reminding you of the hatava that they gave you.
It's not for an individual, it's not for themselves.
You have to know if not for themselves. Who owns the yeshiva?
If they don't keep the money to themselves.
Okay, it's part of the yeshiva, I don't know. So you have to done. If it's a private yeshiva.
You give money to your workers too, you sell your cash. Right? Not only for yourself.
It's a private yeshiva, then look how you wouldn't have this heter. There's a heter for hegdish, but there's no such thing as hegdish bezman hazeh. Like we learned in Hukasano, there's a sma. There's no such thing. Hegdish has to be really hegdish, so that mead wouldn't work either. Okay, so you have the other thing, if you have the mead of money, but without that pashat, the Paisim say that forcing someone to buy something would also be leisakmoid or chametz, and it's also. No, I sent you the sefer. Oh, I mean, I don't see the money. Okay, because you're going with the Dain Fisher, who holds it if you don't see it's fine. I'm telling you, he's a yochid bedava Dain Fisher.
The evil of sending the money back, you don't have to worry about that because you can sell it on the hand. But if you have to send the money back to the person, you're able to pay evil because they're forcing you to do it and you're sending it back. So you're not paying for the same.
You can't send it back.
Yeah. But if you really want to give the stalker, so then it's not a problem.
The guy's standing, working with someone
else
on salary. You're not getting that
money.
Yeah, but you are his rev. That is your job. If your job is to make phone calls, is what is it called? Telemarketer. That's your job. So you're the shliach. So the owner of the telemarketing company is the one who's being mafzir. How? Are they reyim? Who? His poyalim. And so that's a mace of leisakmoid. So you're party to leisakmoid.
You make a
palmi
at the same time.
You make a palmi? Again, haftarah means, like we discussed last week, haftarah means a nudge beyond what's normal in a request. It means you're allowed to ask once, and a Batel HaChokhmah says you're even allowed to ask twice. He said the third time is already a nudge. So that's already obvious. You're allowed to ask once, ask twice. You go into a store and you try to get to buy something. You're a salesman in a store and you're trying to get them to stack their shelves. You ask once, you ask twice. Rabbi Yashav, I saw quoted, I don't know how reliable this is, but Rabbi Yashav Tainis, that you're allowed, it's very dangerous, but you're allowed to convince the person that it's in his best interest to buy, and it's for his interest. It means and had a shrata. It's not the exactly, not because you want it. You're convincing and showing him why it's kedai for him. I don't know how far to take it. We know, we learned last week that Zevach Redim says that if I give you twice the price of your house, and that's why I convince you to sell your house, and Birkas Peretz says it as well. So, again, it's kedai for you. If someone pays $2 million for your house, jump, and it's kedai for you. I don't even have to convince you. You understand yourself. But you have a lezachmoy. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a mice in the Gemara like that. I think it's Rabbi Kiva. He convinced one of his relatives to give tzedakah. It was in his best interest. He was going to lose the money anyway. Remember that, the mice? Yeah. So that was in his best interest.
I mean, right. Well, anyway, it might have been a bin for himself.
Right.
Now, we discussed last week, we touched on it, again, that if...
The guy comes over to me, he's selling the safe, he uses money. Right? And I know the guy.
And you can't say no.
I can't say no. So he's a chayv. That's what I want to give him because twice he needs the money. So can I give it or?
I'm telling you, if you want to give, no, because we said last week, Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you're ish nichbad, then even one time is also, because in the one time already lich tavtzara, because one time from an ish nichbad, the reshiva goes over to you and asks you for something, your rav goes over to you, that's just like someone else asking you three times. If he says you should be nizah not to do that, so he wants to say, if you're the mechaber to say, if he asks you, and we can say, I don't like, I think you're not a tamu chacham, I think you have nothing to write, I'm not interested in your seva, like you're talk in a position. But if you talk and want to give it without it, so I don't know if you ever lift neve, he, whatever Maisa he did, I don't know, Lois Tesava, whatever it is, but Maisa Leisach, but Kapish my guy, he wasn't ever Leisachman because you talk a holding by buying the safe. So I don't know. Now, we discussed last week about the mitzvahs. I want to show a combination of two things we discussed. Davishol mitzvah is also. There is a Yisrael Leisach, but again, it's Shalom amongst the Paiskim, but Achrov, many of the Paiskim are that Dvar mitzvah, I want your Shoifa, I want your Esrek, I want your Chevit Shal mitzvah, I will be over Leisach. There is a time that you might not be over Leisachman, and that is where the person is mechuyev to do it anyway. For example, talking about Pesach. Let's say you're in a city that there's no shmur matzah to be, there's no matzah to be found. Whatever is required, al pi halacha, there's no matzah to be found. One guy is hoarding all the matzah, right? So for him, he doesn't need all that matzah. For him, it's only moistris. He's going to eat matzah all 8 days. But for the mitzvah, the raisa, the first night, he doesn't need the extra matzah. So I would be able to force him, to convince him, to give me up his matzah because it's something that he's mechuyev to do anyway. Because even without it, apia halacha, if someone has and someone else doesn't have, you could share. You have a chiv to be mamtzi mitzvah to other people as well. Again, I'm not going to that sugya because I don't really know that sugya well. But I'm just telling you that there's an inyan. There are times that you have a chiv to give to someone. Let's say tzedakah. The haftzara that he does, after you give him the dollar, and he wants the second dollar, or the first 10, and he wants the second 10, or it's Yeshlam one, or it's Messiah. Whatever you give him, he wants double. Whatever it is, that haftzara, that's already, you already makayim, the basic fundamental mitzvah of tzedakah. But the first time that he nudges you, that you might have a chiv of tzedakah, and that he might be able to nudge you till he gets something. Because the chiv of tzedakah that you have anyway, you're allowed to be master to get. That maybe you tell me his haftzara gets you to give him more than you were supposed to as a mitzvah we can dan. But what's chuyev al pitoyre anyway, mitzvah zachesa, whatever it is, then there's no inyan alois hakma to force him to do that. Because there was a maisa in the DP camps between two rabbis, I don't remember who it was, but basically it was a shortage, of course, of wheat, of matzah, and one rabbi was able to get it, and he was supplying matzah to the whole camp. And he had a shliach from a different rabbi who sent his gabbai, Mashbak, you know who the...
The
Gerev
sent the matzah, I think.
Anyway, another Rebbe forced him. He sent his mashbak, his shamas, to go to this Rebbe, and everyone was only getting one matzah. And he forced him to give. He said, "My Rebbe told me I'm not allowed to leave here until you give me two matzahs." What's his Rebbe going to do here? He's going to be stuck with someone else's gabbai. He has enough with his own gabbai. Okay, so he gave him two matzahs, and that was a mitzvah. Now, in the Dovah Shom mitzvah, so l'chayru, Dovah Shom mitzvah l'chayru doesn't have the heta. He wasn't mechuyev to do it because only mechuyev to give one. Sefer Shaldav at the end of the story is that Leil Pesach, the shamus comes back with one of the matzahs and gives it back to the Rebbe who gave it initially. He says, Mekar Mekazava, Leil Zayt Mekazava. He says, the Rebbe said that the Shliach said, B'Shem his Rebbe, he knew that you're such a gitter, you're not going to be able to hold on even to your last matzah because you're never going to have enough. And someone's going to come finally ask you for your last matzah, and you're going to give it up, because you're going to have the mitzvah chesed as well. So you're going to want to give up that last matzah too. And at the Leil Pesach, I'm convinced, Dr. Rebbe, that you're going to end up without any matzah. So I asked Lechatchila for two, so I can return one to you, the Leil Pesach, so you should also have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. If you mamsi me the mitzvah, I'll be mamsi you back, whatever it is. And kachav, that was the maisa. But so there, okay, that's why he wasn't ever less hakar. He took the second matzah for yena. Kilo, like he wasn't taking it. It was like, oh, he's on mas lahosh, if you have to know.
He never took it.
He took it, to give it back.
So that means he never took it.
I know, goiz on mas lahosh, alav. So you have to say over here that he never was chaymited for himself. It's like he was chaymited for someone else. He's chaymited for the noise in himself.
He gave it to him. He never meant
to
for himself.
That's stealing. He never took it.
So
he told me, like.
He gave it to him.
He took it.
No, but I convinced him, right? I convinced him. So that's why Sakhmar. If I'm doing like Zakhmar, I'm not Slahoshi.
Why would the first rabbi think that the Oyver Lechner by giving the second
lesson? Because the rabbi had a moon and the other rabbi that Yizikh would not be able to like Sakhmar. He must have a cheshvin, and that's why he's giving it. He was down the kafsas. Okay, I just get back a leg lamashul to the gabi the mice with the Dain Fisher, and that's why I think Dain Fisher had to start off. He had to start off that there's no chiv besides atzal shoshu, but there's no chiv of atzal nefoshes. Had there been a chiv of atzal nefoshes to take give up the kidney, then it would have been mutter for the parents to convince the child to do it, because the parents are convincing the child to do atzal nefoshes that he's mechuyev to do anyway. It's only because he established that there's no chiv atzal nefoshes b'chagana, that's when he started to go into the sugya of leis achmai, and that's when he got into his own heterim. Just to fear us with one more thing, we discussed before the dava, something which is oimid lemechir, you're not oiv, it's a leis achmaid. The Shevet Halevi says that that's only if it's oimid lemechir now. Well, what happens if you have a case? It's a taka oimid lemechir, but right now he's not holding by selling. He for these few weeks, it doesn't really explain why he's not holding by selling, but he's not holding, it means being tayim, it's not oimid lemechir. But he doesn't need it for himself. He plans on selling it, but he plans on selling it in a month from now, not right now. The Shevet Halevi says the dova poshet that you are oiv lois achmed. I mean, don't say because Sefer Shadavid is going to be sold, so if it's not Leisaka. He says, Bein time, by Shehu, you're not owing me to sell it, you're able to Leisaka. Let's say you have a guy who's an investor in properties. And you know, he only bought the property not to live in, he bought the property to flip. But he's not holding by flipping it today. He plans on flipping in 6 months' time, wait till the market to appreciate. So right now, he's not holding by selling it. To convince him to sell it now, when he's not holding by doing so, it is an issue of Leisaka.
If you offer him the price that it's going to be worth in 6 months from now, and he says, oh, I'm asking,
That's fine. Again, you can't convince, if you go over to a product, like we discussed last week, are you holding by selling it? If the guy says, for the right price, because he's died. But if the guy says, no, b'shum b'yfen, and then you add money to convince him, then there would be innocence of Leis Achmed.
Let's make a display. He wants you to.
He gets you to.
But you're not giving it, but it's not a mil mechir because you don't want to sell that.
You don't want to?
You don't want to sell that display, you want to sell something else.
Right, so what's the problem?
So maybe it's like, you want it to be schadded.
No, but the merchant is trying to get from the coin. The merchant has only problem because he's trying to get the buyer to buy it.
He wants to kind of walk into his showroom and say, oh, I want this.
Right.
Right, so right there.
So I don't know, is that Leis Achmed? I wasn't mafsa boy. I showed him a picture and he wants it. I'm not being choymed and being mafsa in the buy to buy. He's buying because I'm showing it. It's kadaifim. It's such a beautiful thing and such a great item, such a cheap price. I want to sell something else and therefore one.
You want to become this
the Lakeah.
He's gonna much you to buy.
So who's gonna be over? The Lakeah is gonna be over, the Mike is gonna be over. Who do you want to be over?
I'm asking if the Mike is over the
Naiva. Oh, because the Lakeah can convince him to. So why is he putting it in the display? What's that? To what? Just get him into the soil? Is that Oymid al-Makhira? Yeah, I don't know about that case. I mean, the sound that's muzar.
No, because you want to sell the display. You just finished the
show. Good, so it's his next item. It's the last item left, and he's going to convince.
He brings it a sample. It's a floor sample.
Good, so he'll buy something else. It's in stock. What's the big deal? That item, what's the problem? He's not going to convince you to give you the four sample. He's going to convince you to give him the item that you have in stock.
No.
What's Fraket? I don't see a Lysnaka. All right.
Good luck. For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.